भगवद गीता 2.1 तम तथा कृपया अविष्टम अश्रुपूर्णाकुलेक्षण विशीदंतमिदं वाक्यम उवाच मधुसूदन तम तथा कृपया अविष्टम। संजय इज स्पीकिंग हियर। इन द प्रीवियस चैप्टर ही हैज डिस्क्राइब्ड हाउ अर्जुना सैट डाउन putting aside his bow and arrow, expressing through his actions that he was no longer ready to fight. And while he was sitting down like this, at that note, sometimes if we read good novels, novels have a cliffhanger ending. Say, the robber entered into the house and the victim was fast asleep, and then the robber raised a knife to plunge into the belly of the victim, and suddenly the victim opened the eyes and screamed, and then chapter ends at that particular point. And then you just can't resist moving forward to see, okay, what happened afterwards. These are called cliffhanger endings. Literally the word means that, say, the hero has been in a fight with the villain, and the hero has been thrown off a mountain cliff and is barely hanging onto the edge of the cliff with the fingers. And at that time, the villain now comes to stamp on the fingers of the hero and make the hero lose the grip and fall and die. So that's a cliffhanger. What will happen next? That's a cliffhanger ending. So the first chapter of the Gita ends on something like cliffhanger. The whole army, both the armies are ready for war, and suddenly the main warrior, the foremost archer, decides, I will not fight, puts aside his bow. So one just can't resist. What happens next? I want to find out. So here Sanjay continues the next chapter. Now, of course, when Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita, at that time there were no Atah Prathamo Adhyaya, Atah Dvitiyo Adhyaya. It is a flowing conversation. Vyasadeva subsequently divided into chapters, and when he divided into chapters, different commentators have given different names to the chapters. Second chapter is in many Sanskrit versions named as Sankhya Yoga. Prabhupada names it, following it, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, contents of the Gita summarized. In one sense, the whole Gita is condensed in this chapter, and as we move forward, we'll see how that is so. So here what happens is, Arjuna is grievously lamenting. So, and when he is lamenting, Krishna will start speaking. So that, tam tatha kripaya avishtam. So now, till then focus was on Arjuna. Now the camera is shifted to Krishna, and Arjuna is now not the subject of action. He is the object of action. Subject of action means one who does the action. Object of action means one who receives the action. So tam, so unto him, that is Arjuna, Tatha Krupaya Vishtam, who was overwhelmed by Krupaya, by compassion, by overwhelming emotion. So, Krupaya Para Vishtam, Vishidanitam Abravit, that had come in the first chapter also. Tan Samikshasa Kaunteya Sarvan Bandhu Navasthitan, Krupaya Paraya Vishtam. Vishidanidam Abravid. So 1.27 said that Arjuna, on seeing the opponents, was overwhelmed by Krupaya, by great compassion. So there were many emotions going through in Arjuna's reasoning, but the emotion that is mentioned in the framing, that means just like a photo is framed on all sides, the frame surrounds the photo. Similarly, the framing verses for Arjuna's speech indicate that the prominent emotion was Krupaya. He was over Krupaya Paraya Vishtam was mentioned in 1.27, and again in 2.1 it is mentioned Tam Tatha Krupaya Vishtam. So it's important to understand that actually Arjuna was not overwhelmed by any cowardly fear of dying in the battle. That many times warriors, you know, they become turncoats, not warriors, soldiers. They become turncoats and they flee from the battlefield. And such deserters actually can invite, are often severely punished. They're court-martialed by the army court, and often they're very severely punished because on the battlefield, all the soldiers are supposed to be comrades who can depend on each other, so that they watch each other's back and they protect each other. So if one of them just leaves and goes, not only do the other soldiers become unprotected, but also they become disheartened. And it is actually a very great disservice, a great sense of great disloyalty. And Arjuna had nothing of that sort. So the Bhagavad Gita is very clear that Arjuna was not overwhelmed by cowardly fear or anything like that. It was Krupaya. Oh, why should so many people fight and die? Why should we kill our own loved ones? So Krupaya Vishtam Ashru Purna Kulekshanam. So this, Ashru is tears, Purna Akulekshanam. Ikshanam is the eyes, the same eyes that had been beholding the Kauravas and their forces, that had beheld Bhishma and Drona in their chariots, and the eyes that had been the source, been the means for the input of the perceptions that caused confusion for Arjuna. Now those eyes have become filled with tears. So sights went inside and now tears are coming out. And what are the tears? Ashru Purna Kulekshanam. The eyes are brimming with tears. So actually, when Arjuna first spoke, Arjuna doesn't mention the tears. He says, Dushtve mamsujanam Krishna yutsum samapastitam sidanti magatrani mukham cha parishushyati. My limbs are trembling, my mouth is drying. Vepatushcha sharire me romaharshascha jayate. Gandivam shamsate hastatvakchaiv paridhayate. So, vipatushcha sharire me. There is actually trembling which is happening in my body. Romaharshascha jayate. That my bodily hair are standing on end. Gandivam shamsate hastat. The Gandiva is slipping from my hand. And tvakchaiv paridhayate. Oh, my skin is burning. So, basically, Arjuna describes six symptoms. Sidanti mama gatrani. So, the quivering of the limbs, the drying of the mouth, the trembling of the body, the rising of the bodily hair, the slipping of the Gandiva, and the burning of the skin. So these are severe, strong symptoms of something being seriously wrong. But in these symptoms, tears are not described. So Arjuna spoke, and as he spoke, the gravity of the situation sank more and more into him. The cruelty of the imminent fight, it became so overwhelming for him that tears started coming from his eyes. So, Ashru Purna Kulekshanam. And then what happened? As he was like this, Vishidantam, and he was lamenting. So, there was actually, at one level, there was compassion. But along with the compassion, there was lamentation also. Why lamentation? Because, as we will become apparent in Arjuna's subsequent speech, that there was no easy way out of the situation for him. He had decided not to fight, but he knew not fighting was also not a very feasible alternative. And that will become apparent when Krishna speaks also. But Arjuna at the back of the mind knows this is again Kshatriya codes. So he just doesn't know what to do. Vishidantam idam vakyam. So although Arjuna has given his reasoning, and the reasoning has its validity, but actually his reasoning has not led him out of confusion. It has actually made him go deeper into confusion, and that has led to actually tears coming where there were no tears also. For a Kshatriya warrior to cry, it takes a lot to make a warrior cry. But he is crying, being overwhelmed by the impending crisis that he will have to confront now, and not knowing how to confront it. Uvacha Madhusudana. So Madhusudana, the Lord of Madhu, Krishna, he spoke. So Sudana, one who is the killer. Just as Krishna killed the Madhu demon, similarly, Krishna, it is expected, Sanjay indicates to Dhritarashtra, Dhritarashtra might have got his hopes raised high, because he knows that in the Kaurava side, Arjuna is the most formidable warrior. And if Arjuna decides not to fight, then the odds change dramatically in favor of the Kauravas. So as he's getting his hopes up, the Sanjay checks him and says, this is actually Madhusudana is there. The demon, who, the killer of the demon Madhu is there on Arjuna's chariot. And just as he killed the demon Madhu, similarly he will kill even the demoniac doubts that Arjuna is going through. Idam vachaha. Idam vishidantam idam vakyam. Vacha Madhusudana. Vacha. He speaks. So in the next two verses, Krishna will speak for the first time in full verses in the Gita. So earlier he has spoken two lines, Vach Partha Pashyaitan Samavetan Kuruniti. So Partha Pashyaitan, so that was in 1.25, very briefly he spoke. See, all the Kurus assembled here. But now Krishna will give some words to check Arjuna from his terrible course of action which he has planned. And that's how the conversation of the Gita will begin. So here the important point is that Arjuna became so overwhelmed by first his perception and then his discussion. It was actually a monologue, not a discussion. Only he was speaking. And that was just trying to, in one sense, rationalize his decision of not fighting. And that rationalization only increased his confusion. And it is Krishna's illumination, enlightenment, that will free him from that confusion. That we will see in the future verses of the Gita. Thank you.